In this bulletin, Victoria records 73 new coronavirus cases and 41 deaths. COVID-19 helps push Australia's carbon emissions to pre-2000 levels. And in the A-League, Sydney FC wins a record 5th A-League title. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Daniel Andrews is under increasing pressure to reveal an exit strategy for Victoria's tough lockdown. Victoria has recorded 73 new cases and 41 deaths. 22 of those deaths were of people who died earlier but were reported yesterday. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has warned the economic fallout will only get worse the longer the restrictions continue. The Victorian and federal governments are at loggerheads over the state's pandemic response. Mr. Frydenberg says the impact of COVID-19 on the state has been devastating.
The impact on the national economy of what is happening in Victoria is between $10 and $12 billion. Victorians want to hear more about a road out of the stage four restrictions. Victorians want to hear a definitive plan from Daniel Andrews about the lifting of stage four restrictions.
New South Wales has recorded 10 new cases. Six of those are in hotel quarantine. COVID-19 has helped push Australia's carbon emissions to pre-2000 levels in an inadvertent environmental boost from the pandemic. Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor says the coronavirus restrictions have substantially reduced emissions. The data comes as the independent federal MP Zali Steggall calls on the government to focus on a renewables-led economic recovery.
The research shows that for every $1.5 million invested in a renewable project or a fossil fuel project, you get about 7.6 or 8 jobs in a renewable project to only 2.6 in a fossil fuel. So if the government is genuine in its desire to create jobs, there is only one way to do it, and that is with a clean recovery.
Queensland has recorded just one more case of COVID-19. And the state government believes a cluster in the state's southeast is now under control. All of the state's 27 currently active cases are connected to the cluster at Queensland's Corrective Services Academy in Wakehall and the Brisbane Youth Detention Centre, with no further community transmission detected. Pope Francis has appealed for constructive dialogue and respect for international law to calm rising tensions in the Eastern Mediterranean region. Pope Francis says regional peace and stability is at risk.
I'm following with concern the tensions in the area of the Eastern Mediterranean Sea that's threatened by various clusters of instability. Please, I appeal to constructive dialogue and to respect for international law to solve conflicts that are threatening the peace of the people in the region.
Tens of thousands of protesters have gathered in the Belarusian capital Minsk for the third consecutive weekend of protests against the results of the contested presidential election. The crowds congregated near the presidential palace of Alexander Lukashenko, who's been in office since 1994, calling for his resignation. Riot police were out in force across the city with water cannons and crowd control vehicles, while local television footage showed police detaining multiple protesters. This woman told the BBC she saw her husband being dragged away into a van.
You know, it's terrible, really terrible. I feel a big fear inside of me, and it destroys me.
In the A-League, Sydney FC is celebrating after becoming the first team to win 5 A-League championships, defeating Melbourne City 1-0 in the grand final. The game went to extra time with scores locked in at nil-all after 90 minutes. Sydney FC star Ryan Grant received the Joe Marston Medal as player of the match after his chested goal in extra time proved the unlikely match winner. He says he couldn't be happier.
It snuck in at the back post there and got the goal that ended up being the winner. So, yeah, I'm over the moon to score, but even more happy to win another trophy with such a great club and such a great bunch of boys that we have here. So, yeah, over the moon, mate.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Sunny in Perth and 21 degrees. Adelaide cloudy, 15. Melbourne cloudy and 13, Hobart a shower or two, 11, Canberra partly cloudy, 15, Wollongong becoming cloudy, 17, Sydney mostly sunny, 20, Newcastle much the same, 22, Brisbane sunny and 27, Cairns a possible shower, 27, and Darwin mostly sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.